and intimidatingly tall. Her pupils would undoubtedly have called him séduisant. His rugged features were surrounded by black hair in curling disorder, while his bronze skin proved him no stranger to the Hawaiian sun. There was something rakish in his profile, some basic sensuality which Lainey recognized but did not fully comprehend. She thought perhaps his nose had been broken at one time, but rather than spoiling the appeal of the profile, the lack of symmetry added to it. His dress was casual, the jeans well worn and frayed at the cuffs, and a denim work shirt exposed a hard chest and corded arms. Vaguely irritated, Lainey studied him. She observed the easy flow of charm, the indolent stance at the counter, the tease of a smile on his mouth. I've seen his type before, she thought with a surge of resentment, hovering around Vanessa like a crow round carrion. She remembered, too, that when her mother's beauty had become only a shadow, the flock had left for younger prey. At that moment, Lainey could feel only gratitude that her contacts with men had been limited. He turned and encountered Lainey's stare. One dark brow rose as he lingered over his survey of her. She was too unreasonably angry with him to look away. The simplicity of her suit shouted its exclusiveness, revealing the tender elegance of young curves. The hat half shaded a fragile, faintly aristocratic face with